Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yes, he's wonderful, wonderful. Jesus is to me Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is he. Save me, keepeth me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is our Redeemer, praise his name. Oh yes, he's wonderful, wonderful. Jesus he is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is he. Save me, keepeth me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is our Redeemer, praise his name. Wonderful is our Redeemer, praise his name. Wonderful is our Redeemer, praise his name. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we come on this morning, Father God, to say thank you for one more day. One more day, Father God, that you have blessed us. One more day that you have kept us, Father God. One more day that you have commanded us to rise and to shine and to give your name all the praise, the glory, and the honor, Father God. And we say thank you for watching over us as we slept and we slumbered. We say thank you, Father God, for squashing every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract, amen, that Satan has set up to come against us today, Father God. Hallelujah. We bless you and we say thank you. We embrace the gift of this brand new day, a day we have not seen, a day we have not known, a day we will not see or know again, Father God. But we want to say thank you that we are in it, Father God, to serve, to give, to receive, to laugh, to hug, to embrace, to refrain from embracing, Father God, whatever it is you would have us to do, this is what we want to do this day, Father God. We want to be a blessing, and we realize that you bless us to be a blessing, and we thank you for the blessing and the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and adds no sorrow to it. Thank you, thank you, thank you, over and over and over. And over again. Father God, we say thank you, Father God, for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We say thank you, Father God, for the longevity, the blessings, the unity, the love, the fellowship, of the growth, the development, Father God, the souls that are being won for your kingdom, Father God, the miracles that are taking place. Father, we just want to say thank you. In all things, we give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor. Now, Father God, we ask that you would bless the services today. Father God, hallelujah, as we come to give your name all the glory. Amen, that your people will be edified. Satan is already horrified. Amen, and Jesus Christ is the Lord. So we say thank you, thank you, thank you. We commit, we submit, Father God, hallelujah, hallelujah. All things into your hands. Hallelujah. And as you taught your disciples to say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power. Amen. For now and forever, forever and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. All right, all right, all right. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Top of the morning to you and you and you. And welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Ministry, Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great, and God's name is greatly too. Be praised. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. TGIF. Today, God is first. Amen. We want to welcome all of our first-time listeners. Amen. Glory be to God. Or maybe it's been a while since you've been here, but you're back today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Have a seat at the breakfast table. Breakfast is about to be served. the breakfast of champions. Amen, man. Shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. I am Dr. Alfreda. I'm your host and your kingdom coach on this morning. Amen. We pray that everybody is excited. Woo! We are at the end of a month already. My God, my God. Look at God. Look at God. Amen. Beloved, we have to redeem the time. Amen, because the days are evil. We want to thank God. We're still celebrating Black History Month. Amen. Glory be to God. We definitely have a treat today. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Our brothers and sisters, amen. We realize that we've had several people come this month. Amen. To share with us, amen, Black history in their form of expression, however they wanted to do it. Amen. It's been very, very interesting. Amen. Glory be to God and everyone coming forth. Amen. If they chose a historian or not, if they just talked about Black history, whatever, amen, we gave everybody liberty to do it their own way. And so we want to thank God for coming to us this morning. Amen. To share. Amen. Is our brother Jordan Davis. Amen. Well, brother Jordan Davis is our sister Gwendolyn's grandson. Hey, my God, my God. Amen. So we want to thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. For him. Amen. Glory be to God. And his support to this ministry. And every morning he's there. He's there every morning soaking in the word. Amen. But guess what? Amen. He's speaking out today. And it's just so beautiful to have our young people, amen, participating. Amen. It's not God good, saints. Amen. The Lord is good all the time. And all the time, the Lord God is good. So now let me go over and see if I can locate. Amen. Our brother Jordan, give me 1 second. Give me 1 second. Amen. Glory be to God. All right. I think I got him. All right. Brother Jordan, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. So good to hear your voice. Amen. So good to, for you to be willing to participate, and we are just excited. Amen. So God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And mostly everybody here had an opportunity to meet your mother and father at our Christmas event. Amen. As they served as the photographers for that event. And your grandmother and grandfather, brother David and Sister Gwen, oh, we love them, we love them, we love them, amen. So God bless you, Brother Jordan. Let the Lord use you, amen, hallelujah. And the floor is absolutely yours.
Amen, amen. Thank you. Thank you for that introduction. I just want to start off by thanking God for waking me up, just waking all of us up this morning and just putting breath inside of our lungs this morning. And I just want to give you all the praise, honor, and glory. I also want to thank you, Pastor Bradford, for giving me this opportunity to speak this morning and just get a chance to share about some Black history that we might not have known about. But today I have the honor to share about a powerful Black woman by the name of Phyllis Wheatley. So Phyllis Wheatley was the first major black poet in American history. She was the first African-American to publish a book of poems. She was also the first American slave and the second American, white or black, to publish a book of poems in American history. During this time, poetry was looked at as the highest form of literature and expression. Miss Phyllis Wheatley was born in West Africa around 1753 as a freed woman, but was stolen from her parents at the early age of 7 and was brought to America in 1761. She was sold to a family called the Wheatley family in Boston, Massachusetts. Her first name, Phyllis, was actually named after the ship that brought her to America, which was called the Phyllis. The Wheatley family gave her special privileges due to her severe health problems and actually educated her and allowed her to read and write, which was very uncommon for slaves during this time. And within her first 16 months of her arrival in America, she could read the Bible, Greek, Latin classics, and British literature, the Bible being her favorite book to read. At the age of 14, Phyllis Wheatley began to write poetry, publishing her first poem in 1767. And in 1773, she broke history and published her first book as a slave, entitled Poems on Various Subjects, Religious and Moral. Her poetry reflected the neoclassical style of the day, but also revealed the circumstances of her life, especially her race and her love for God. As one of her famous poems reads, "'Twas mercy brought me from my pagan land, taught my benighted soul to understand that there's a God, that there's a Savior too, once our redemption neither sought nor knew." And in addition to making an important contribution to American literature, Phyllis Wheatley's amazing gift for writing and poetry showed that African Americans were equally capable, creative, and intelligent human beings. She truly was a leader and a source of inspiration for people of color all over the world. Amen.
Amen and amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen for the legacy of Phyllis Wheatley. Amen. The first, amen, a black, amen, a poet, female poet. Amen. I'm sure that's an encouragement. Amen to all you poets out there. Amen. Our sister Joannis and others over 200 years ago. Amen. Over 200. 1773 published, amen, her first book. I'm going to see if I can get a copy of that book. I'm going to go on Amazon today and search, amen, and see if I can get a copy of that book. I think I would love to have that in my library. Amen. Thank you for choosing Phyllis today, Brother Jordan. Amen. We thank God for you.
Sure,
amen.
No problem.
And your confidence, we can hear the confidence in you and the boldness in you. Amen. Being rooted and grounded. And amen. And you're speaking and the Lord is speaking to me about you. Amen. And I'm going to let the Lord finish talking and see what the Lord wants to say. And then I'll let you know when the Lord gets finished. But God bless you, my brother. God bless you. Amen. Glory be to God. And since you got the floor today, is there anything else you desire to say? Amen. Before we move forward. Amen. Is there anything? We're going to give you liberty. If there's anything else you want to, amen, say about anything, amen, if you desire, amen. No stress, amen. But if you desire, the floor is open.
Amen, amen. I just want to give you your flowers and all the prayer warriors and interceders in this ministry. I don't speak a lot. I usually, you know, stay in the background, but I really am grateful and truly blessed by this ministry. And I just thank you a lot. I really feel like I'm learning so much just sitting back, just hearing how fired up and filled with the Holy Spirit everybody is when you pray. So I just ask you to just continue all the work that you do. And just God bless you and your family.
My God, man, you bringing tears in my eyes. Brother Jordan, do you mind if I ask you how old you are? Do you mind?
No, I don't mind. I'm 28.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. Around the age of my youngest daughter. Amen. That's so beautiful. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Giving our ministry flowers and giving me flowers. Amen. Glory be to God. I love you. Love you. Love you. Thank you so much. It meant so much. Amen. Thank you for being willing to share today. Thank you for sharing with such confidence and boldness and faith and expressing so much love. Amen. And that was very encouraging that we know that our ministry is affecting all generations. Glory be to God, the young, amen, and the old and everybody in between. So God bless you and have a beautiful day. And we will definitely, amen, make sure that we know it's difficult for young people. Amen. To Minister Erica will be back with us next week. Amen. We know it's challenging. Amen. But we're going to keep you lifted up in prayer. Amen. Love you and have a wonderful day. Amen. Brother Jordan.
Amen. Love you too.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. 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 Wasn't that beautiful, saints? Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. That was just absolutely beautiful. Amen. And we bless the name of the Lord. Amen. As we're talking about Black History, beloved, and it's our Black History Month. Amen. Hallelujah. We still have two other readings before the month is out, Lord's willing. Amen. And we see the accomplishment. Now here, can you imagine what Phyllis' mother and parents went through at the age of 6 or 7? They kidnapped, you know what I mean? It's going to come in and take, you know what I mean, their daughter away from them. Can you imagine, amen, not only what the parents and the family went through, beloved, we lost Erica for about 3 hours, and I almost went crazy, amen, about 20 years ago or so, amen, when I took her, I let her go with her friend's mother who was irresponsible, and we almost went crazy for 3 hours. My sister was lost, amen, for about 2 days, amen, and I saw what we went through, glory be to God, when she was a little baby, amen, and she was playing next door, and they had the little gates, amen, and she was went in the gate and fell in the people's basement and hit her head and was unconscious for 2 days. I know what it's like, glory be to God. And so here, you know, with slavery coming up during that time, can you imagine what Phyllis might have gone through? She wanted her mommy. Glory be to God. You don't have to be no little girl or boy that wants your mommy. Glory be to God. Glory, Lord, I'm grown and I want my mommy. Glory be to God. You know, but in spite of all that, Phyllis, amen, amen, became world renowned. Glory be to God. In slavery time, amen, for being a Black entrepreneur. Now, beloved, let me tell you something. If God can do that through Phyllis over some 200 years ago, we have no excuse today. We have no excuse. The only excuses we have is the only excuses we make, but God is not backing up any of that. But it was risky for Phyllis. It was risky, amen, as it was, amen, for the other historians, amen, that has been shared with us this month. As a matter of fact, it is risky business. It's a little bit risky business when we want to step out. Beloved, glory be to God. But you have to be willing to take risks, see, if you're going to win. You cannot be afraid of failure, see, because how else will you ever know? If Phyllis hadn't did that, how would Phyllis know that she could become an author? How would Phyllis know if Phyllis never tried? Of course she was afraid. She grew up in slavery, see? Glory be to God. But they did it anyhow. But I'm encouraging you through the word of God, beloved, amen, that we have to confront our fears. We have not, the 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 7 says this, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Father, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Beloved, fear is something that you will experience each time you try something new. You can count on it. Don't even worry about it. Fear is going to show up. It ain't come today. It's going to show up. Every time you start something new, that's why, amen, the devil don't want us starting anything new, but you got to do it. See, like a new job or a new relationship, a new investment strategy. See, every time you try something new, fear is going to show up. You will never succeed as long as you keep giving in to fear. Beloved, the corporate world risks failure every time they launch another product. Every time, all right, we're going to add this to the production. We're going to add this. Glory be to God. Huh? It's risky. It's risky. It's risky. The fashion world, they risk failure, huh? With each new clothing line, they don't know if it's going to sell or not. They don't know. Glory be to God. But they're willing to take a risk. It might run them into bankruptcy. They say, we're going to take a risk. See? They're willing to take multi-million dollar risks to improve their merchandise and to boost their sales. Do they always win? Absolutely no. They don't always win. Sometimes they lose big time. Y'all ever watch Shark Tank on Friday night? Oh, be the guy. That was a brilliant idea when they came up with Shark Tank. But let me tell you something. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Glory be to God. But the point that we want to make this morning, beloved, without taking a risk, there's no chance of succeeding at all. You can't win if you don't take a risk, beloved. You can't do it. How would you ever know that you even had? How would you ever know? If you never took, well, maybe I will, maybe I won't. I know, but how are you going to know if you don't do it? See? Beloved, one poet wrote, and we thank God, amen, for Phyllis Wheatley. Glory be to God. Amen. Another poet, beloved, wrote this, quote, "There was a very cautious man who never laughed or played. He never risked. He never tried. He never sang or prayed. And when one day he passed away, his insurance was denied. For since he never really lived, they claim he never died." The fact is this, beloved, hear me. We all fail. We all fail. Look, go to pick up the Bible. Pick up your Bible. Huh? Moses failed. Huh? Moses, amen, he killed the Egyptian. Abraham failed. Lion said his wife was his sister. Come on now. We can go right on down the line. Peter failed. Glory be to God. We all fail. Glory. God has already made provisions for our failure. This is why he said, if you fall down, get on up again. A good man falls down seven times. That don't mean after your seventh attempt, you out. No. Amen. He's saying that's a spirit. Keep trying. Keep trying. No one on this planet Earth has accomplished any success without failure. Glory be to God. We all fail, beloved. Hallelujah. To God be praise and to God be glory. And to God be honor. Hallelujah. The failure rate of the human race is 100%. Everyone, beloved, you included, qualifies for membership in this club. Everybody fails. But that doesn't mean you have to live with the fear of failure. Faith in God is what gives you the courage to confront your fears and live the life he meant for you to live. You tell me you don't think Phyllis Wheatley had some fears? You know, snatched me up on my mommy and daddy and got me up over here? Huh? But still, there was something on the inside of her. God had made a deposit in her, gifts and callings without repentance. Glory be to God. She had to express it, and she did. She found a way. Why? Because faith always finds a way. Beloved, I come to tell you, God has made a deposit in you. You've been trying to cover it up, smother it up, act like it don't exist, but you can't get away from it. You know why? Because God put it in you. This is your contribution to planet. This is your contribution to this generation and the next generation. It's a God-given dream. It's a God-given gift. And when fear shows up, glory be to God, you got to know that fear has come from the devil. It didn't come from God. And you're going to overcome this fear, and you're going to do it anyhow. You're going to begin to make baby steps. God is going to give you the strategy. God is going to give you the help. God is going to help you to fulfill the dream. He said, if you delight yourself in me, I'm going to grant you the desires of your heart, because I'm the one who put it in your heart in the first place. God put poetry in Phyllis Whitney's heart. Phyllis didn't have nothing to do with that. She was an instrument. She was a vessel. Glory be to God. Over 200 years ago, a black woman writing a book? You've got to be kidding. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. With man, it is impossible. but not with God, because with God all things are possible. Beloved, faith in God is what gives you the courage to confront your fears and live the life that you were meant to live. And if you don't, you will suffer the regret of what could have been. I made up my mind a long time ago. I was not going to be the type of grandmother, or who knows, maybe even great-grandmother, huh, whatever, sitting in my rocking chair, talking to my family, talking to them what grandma could have did. Well, y'all know, family, Grandma Frieda, I could have, I should have, I would have, but I didn't. I made up my mind a long time ago. Oh, heck to the no, baby. No, no, no. I ain't going out like that. Lord, let me tell you something. Glory be to God. If I die, I'm going to die. When I die, I'm going to die trying. I'm going to die reaching. Because, beloved, how you going to ever know? Right now, I'm finishing up. Amen. I'm working, amen, on my book that's going to be released. My new book is called Embracing the New You. Not only is it a book, it's a journal, amen, and I'm launching a mentoring and a coaching program out of this new book. Beloved, all right, so let me say this. So 7 books. I would have never had book number 1 if I just sat around looking, reading other people's books, talking about what I'm going to do one day. I hold the book sometime, I read it, and I have to ask myself who wrote it. But my point is this. If I had never done it, it wouldn't have been done. Beloved, you got to take a risk on something. Well, yeah, my business is failing, and this and every look. Everybody got an Amazon store. Go over there and get yourself an Amazon store. Make, ask God for something, and stop making excuses. Cause how else are you going to know? How else you going to know? Everybody know the name T.D. Jakes. Everybody know T.D. Jakes. Suppose T.D. Jakes would have never made the first sermon. Suppose he just kept saying no when God wanted him to say yes. Glory be to God. God has a plan to bring you to an expected end. Jesus became poor that we might be rich. God wants us to live an abundant life, a fulfilled life. He wants to give us grace and glory. He will hold no good thing from us as we walk upright. Glory be to God. He is our sun and shield. He gives us grace and glory. As a matter of fact, Psalms 35:27 says, amen, God gives the light and the pleasure of his servants. And this is why we're so empty. This is why we're so sad, because you're not fulfilling your destiny. You're not even taking a step in the direction. You're not even acknowledging that there is a destiny for you. There's something that the Lord wants you to do. It's something he wants you to contribute. You don't even have to do it. He's going to do it through you. It's in him we live, we move, and we have our being. We can do nothing without Christ. As soon as you acknowledge Christ, he's going to show you. He's going to help you locate it. He's going to help you get the strategy. He's going to connect you with the people. He's going to do it through you. God was able to use Phyllis Wheatley. It was God working through Phyllis. Phyllis don't get no glory. God gets the glory. Pastor Bradford don't get no glory. God gets the glory. You're not going to get the glory either. God's going to get the glory. Beloved, we do not want to leave this world with unfulfilled dreams. Miles Monroe, the great Miles Monroe. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And I have all of his books in my library, all of his books. Amen. Glory be to God. And he said this thing. He said he did a lot of eulogies. Amen. And he said he would go to the cemetery afterwards to commit the body. And he said while he was there, he would walk around the cemetery. He would look at all the different names on the tombstone, the year they was born, the year they died, the dash in between. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. We gonna preach another message on that dash, the dash of life. Amen. But he said the sad part was not the fact that these people died young. The sad part, beloved, is they died with unfulfilled dreams. They never even got close to it. They never even discovered it. They lived a lifetime, glory be to God, and did not bring out that gift, amen, hallelujah, that beauty, amen, that contribution that God put in them. They died with it. Beloved, God don't want you to die till you get finished living. And in order for us to live that fulfilled life of joy and peace and abundance, see, we got to tap into not what everybody else is doing, so to speak, but what is it that God has ordained me to do? Maybe it's something that's never even been done before. It makes it even more fearful. No matter what it is, it's going to bring fear. You cannot allow fear to sit you down. Where I'm going to get the money? Where I'm going to get this? It ain't your business where you're going to get the money. You doing what God is calling you to do, leave the consequences to God. He got you. Glory be to God, beloved. Be willing to take risks. Glory be to God. Because if you don't, you'll suffer the regret of what could have been. You will never be perfect. Now, let me say this now, because a lot of times we use this. But nobody's perfect, beloved, and you'll never be perfect either. So you'll never be perfectly successful. That doesn't mean that you will not succeed in life, but you must try. You must try. Come on, somebody write that down in your notebook this morning. I must try. I must try. The Bible tells us that fear is a spirit. And if you let it, it's up to you, it will control you. But God offers us three better options, beloved. Hallelujah. And God's three options are power, love, and a sound mind. You can trade that fear in. Oh, glory be to God. Change. Revelations 21 and 5, as I wrap up, Revelations 21 and 5 says this. Behold, I make all things new. I want you to know that change can happen for you. Brother Jordan showed us today, amen, the change happened for Phyllis. Phyllis Whitley, come on now. Sister Shannon showed us yesterday the change happened for Barack Obama. Sister Priscilla showed us the change happened, amen, for Marian Anderson. Hallelujah. Mary Daly, hallelujah, Gillian Buford. Glory be to God, Ruby Bridges, Claudette Colvin, Mary Jackson. Change happened. Amen. For Sarah Ann Freeman Mix, change happened. Well, God is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Beloved, change means accepting risk. Now, you might want to write that down because it's small, but it's powerful. And if you don't get this, you're going to miss it. Change means accepting risk. Because your anxiety will kick in and say, what if I don't get the job? What if the economy fails? What if I make the effort to change, but they don't? See, beloved, all of us like ironclad guarantees. The predictable feels less threatening than sticking our necks out. But the price of our security often means remaining stuck with the status quo. Sometimes your greatest risk is taking no risk at all. Oh, yes, Lord. God often requires you to lead the path that feels and looks safe for the one that feels and looks risky. That's why the Bible tells us in Hebrews 11 and 1, now faith is the assurance, it's the confirmation. Faith is the title deed of things we hope for and the proof of the things that we do not see. Your faith is foolproof assurance, God's confirmation, the title deed guaranteeing that the change you want will take place if you act on it. Now, I want you to write that down in your notebooks. If you act on it, it's not automatic. And my second point and my last point today, change will happen if failure is not allowed to stop you. I'm gonna say it again for those of you taking notes. Change will happen if failure is not allowed to stop you. Beloved, fear of failure often stops us from trying. Yet many of God's best people experience failure on their way to success. Consider Brother Abraham, Brother Moses, Brother Elijah, Brother David. All of them succeeded only dealing with personal failure. Indeed, beloved, the richest, the most profound change often happens after we have tasted failure. And until then, we see, and this is why I think God allows failure as a part of our growing up and maturing. Because we tend to be a little cocky and not much used to God. See, until we experience some failure, see, and then we start tightening up. We say, okay. See, otherwise, you know, I got this, I can do this, yeah. And, you know, you see them cocky folks, most of us been that way. Hopefully, you're not that way now. See, and so God will allow you to experience failure, see, because pride goeth before fall. But let me tell you something. With God, amen, you can get up again, try again. God may give you a different way. He'll tell you to tweet it this way, do it that way. Come on, persist until you succeed. Winners never quit. Quitters never win. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, hallelujah, glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm finished. Give me 2 minutes. Amen. I want to show you this scripture here. Write this down. Amen. In Matthew, I just want to show you something here. Matthew, amen. Glory be to God. Chapter number 26. And I want you to scroll down to verse number 72. It's a long chapter. And write it down in your books, okay? Matthew 26 and 72. Amen. And it reads this, and he denied it again with an oath, I do not know the man. What does that scripture say? That's when Peter failed miserably. Yeah, Peter, the rock. Come on now. Jesus' right-hand man, the one that's walking on water. Yeah, him. Uh-huh. He failed the Lord miserably, beloved, at the most crucial moment. I don't know the man. Huh, I don't know Jesus. You got to be kidding. Failure. But the Bible tells us that Peter grew and he became Christ's choice to lead his newly empowered church on the day of Pentecost. He won over 3,000 souls to the Lord in one day. What's the point? The point is this. Don't let failure stop you. Don't let failure stop you. Beloved, you are a part of history. Otherwise, you wouldn't have been born. When your father released, amen, his seed, amen, in your mother's womb, it didn't have to be you. It didn't have to be you 9 months later. But it was. You want to know why? Hallelujah. Huh? Because you are the leader that the world is looking for. You're a leader in your own right. You have a contribution to make. Glory be to God. Don't let failure stop you. Phyllis Wheatley didn't. A slave. An entrepreneur. A slave that became an entrepreneur. Now we need to cut the crap. If Phyllis Wheatley can do it, you can do it. And you got to know it. You got to believe in yourself. Because God believes in you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Black history. Hallelujah. White history. History. Hallelujah. We are all history makers. All you have to do is say yes. Amen. And amen. Father God, we thank you for, amen, the reading today. We thank you for our brother Jordan. Amen. A young man. Father God, keep this man of God. Father God, there's so much temptation out here for this generation. Father God, they're being pulled every kind of way. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, but we ask that you would secure Brother Jordan, fortify Brother Jordan. Oh, Father God, send him angelic assistance. Father, we cancel premature death. We cancel every satanic plot, plan, scheme, amen, that Satan is setting up to destroy his destiny. We decree and we declare his destiny will not be aborted. He will live. He will not die. He will fulfill his purpose. Father God, bring out the greatness in him. Help him to discover his gifts. Help him to discover his purpose. Father God, and help him, Father God, to bring that thing together and to begin to take little baby steps, to take the risk that's involved, give him the support that he needs, Father God, that it will be done. And he will be a destiny changer, a game changer in this generation, Father God. Hallelujah. Give him the boldness that he needs. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, and we say thank you for Brother Jordan, and thank you for his reading today, Father God, on Phyllis Wheatley. Father, we thank you for Jordan's mother and father, Father God, striving in the kingdom. Oh, Father God, help this family, Sister Gwendolyn, Brother David, Father God, everybody, everyone that's not saved, give them the will to be saved, and the ones that are saved, give them the will to know you better and the will to know you more, and release your blessings upon them in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. We say thank you, and we bless you. Father God, meet us at the altar of prayer today, Father God, as we meet at 12 o'clock, back at 9 o'clock. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today, Father. Oh, Father God, it only takes 1 minute. Bullets are flying through people's windows, Father. You don't even have to go out the house, and bad news is finding you. But, Father God, not in our house. Father God, no plagues will come nigh our dwelling. We say thank you that our homes are covered in the blood. We're covered in the blood. Our family is covered in the blood. Our destiny, Father God, everything we, our health is covered in the blood. Father God, everything, we're covered. And we say thank you for your covering in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. And we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Glory be to God. Now unto him who's able to keep you from falling and to present your faults before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, and power. When the Lord bless thee and keep thee and make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee, and the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Hallelujah. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Everybody have a wonderful day. Walk in the blessing. Have a powerhouse day. Don't be afraid. Risky business. Risky. Be willing to take some risk, some calculated, God-directed risk. Be willing. Don't worry. God's going to pay the bill. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. I love you, love you, love you. I love you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you again, Brother Jordan. Amen. Thank you. Amen. That was an awesome reading, motivating reading on Phyllis Wheatley on today. Amen. Lord's willing, saints, we'll be back tomorrow morning. Same time, same place. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Love you, love you, love you.
Put your hand on your neighbor's back and tell him it's already getting easier. Would you prophesy to your neighbor, tell him God's already moving on your behalf. Real simple song, you said. It's already getting better. for me. Yes, he did. He did it for me. God did it.
God did it.
Say he did it.
He did it.
Yes, God, yes, did it.
God did it.
Just for me. Tell your neighbor, he did it
for me.
God did it. Just for me. Sing it again. God did it.
God did it.
It's already getting better. It's already getting easier.
God's already moving on my behalf.
One more time, everybody say,
it's already
getting better. It's already getting easier.
God's already moving on.
He did it for me. Come on, church. He did it
for me.
I know you've been sick, but he did it
for me.
God did it.
God did it.
He did it.
He did it.
Yes, God did it.
God did it.
Just for me. Go and testify. Tell somebody. Will you look at your neighbor and tell them God did it? Come on, say it.
Give him praise.